B1049 at 7:48. We're at 31 degrees right now, and being joined in the studio by Lynn and Mark Scotch. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice sunny day or sunny morning. Did you bike in, Mark?
No, I got up too late.
Well, come on. Yeah, well, the reason you're in, first of all, Lynn, nice to meet you finally, by
Thank
the way.
You. Nice yeah. to meet you.
I've heard all about you on our phone calls, and we finally get to meet. So I appreciate you coming by, too. Mark is, you're both from Plover, and Mark has been doing the Oregon Trail for a few years now. And that's a little bike ride about the, and you want to make people aware of the live kidney donations that you both have done now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we talked about that a little bit, Mark, last week about you look like you're starting to recover and you're looking like you've got a little rest.
Yeah, I'm losing my tan.
Yes, you are. But anyway, the reason you wanted to come back is you guys have kind of a big announcement to make.
Yeah, we got contacted when we were in Dallas, actually, by a major TV show and did a little interview with them. Lynn and I talked to them for a while. And then a few days short of New Orleans, a producer came down from New York City, and she brought with her a sound guy and a video guy from New Orleans. Did about 4 hours of filming. And if everything goes right and everything continues on, we're going to be on the Today Show Wednesday morning this coming week.
How cool is that?
Well, it's pretty cool.
So now, are you going to be there? Are you heading down or over there?
Yes, we're flying out tomorrow from Madison. We're scheduled to. The reason why I put a little caveats in there is that they're having their final producers meeting this morning, later this morning in New York. And, you know, if something major comes, you know, happens, we might get delayed. But
oh, okay.
As of now, we're scheduled to go.
All right. And so they're going to be talking about your ride and about the awareness you're trying to create. Is that it?
Yes. About the need, I think, more than anything. The producer seemed very intrigued by the voucher program. She had never heard of it.
Okay.
You know, they do kidney stories occasionally, and a lot of people know about donating kidney, but the voucher thing is still pretty new, and it makes things so much more flexible, and more people are donating because of it. So I think she's going to stress that pretty hard.
Okay. So you have seen numbers where more people are donating because of the voucher program?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And we're getting better matches, too, and that's huge, too, because they can get the best match instead of a good match.
Right. Well, which makes sense. I mean, if you before it was you would have to find a person that matches your kidney and you would get that kidney. But how long has this been around? It, you know?
Well, the first voucher came about by accident in 2014, but it was the grandfather that wanted to donate for his grandson and proposed it to UCLA, actually, that was out in California.
Okay.
And the doctor said, why didn't we think of this? And from then it's continued on. The NKR really, I would say, commercialized it in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of their major ways to donate to the National Kidney Registry.
Okay. Now, did you do the same thing, Lynn?
Yes, I used the voucher also.
Okay. So if you've got a little, what do you call it? A little code on your website.
QR code.
QR code. See, you're up on that stuff. And people can take a picture of that and they'll give you information on how you can start the donating process. And then you've got to go in there and make sure you're right for it or?
Well, the QR code will take you into the National Kidney Registry website and you'll get an initial screening.
Okay.
And then if you go past that, then there's just more medical questions. And eventually, if a person does is deemed healthy enough to donate, then a person can decide if they want to continue on and become a donor. Until that time, you really don't know if you're physically able. It's probably the best physical a person will ever get, which is really interesting. And then at that point in time, a person can pick a transplant hospital or how they want to do it. There's different ways. They can find somebody they want to donate for. Maybe they have somebody in mind already, a friend, relative, somebody picture on the bulletin board. But you can use the voucher for that person in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Now, I'm going to include you in here a little bit, Lynn. When you did your kidney donation, did you have a person in mind that you wanted to donate for? Or did you just decide you're going to donate and this person showed up?
When I initially started the process, I intended to name family members. At that time, they had a standard voucher where you named a person, like Mark named Hugh Smith,
mm-hmm.
or you could name up to five family members. We have three sons and three grandchildren, and so I was going to name those individuals in the event that any one of them would need a kidney down the road in the future. Since then, the standard and family vouchers have merged, so I still named my family members, but by the time that I was able to donate this past January, I knew that I wanted to name a primary voucher holder, and that was two-year-old Cooper in Minneapolis.
Wow. And then how did you get that name?
Through a mutual friend who actually rode the first 4 days of the first Oregon Trail with Mark from Madison to Louisiana. A good friend that we know from Mark's winter ultra days.
Okay. Wow. So now the people that you donate or your name, they get on higher up on the list then for a kidney is if yours doesn't match? Is that the way it works?
Correct. They get priority on the National Kidney Registry wait list for live donors.
Okay.
And it's important a kidney from a living donor typically lasts longer than from a deceased donor, and it typically can be a better match, which allows the recipient to take fewer immunosuppressant drugs going forward, which they do need to take for the rest of their lives.
Okay. So when they get they do have to take those though. But wow, what a great thing that you guys have done. And just to take time out of your winters and bike ride for the awareness for live kidney donations. That's just a great thing to do. And now you're going to be on national TV.
Yeah, it's probably I was doing some Googling, close to 800,000 people will view that show. So we can get our message out to that many people at one shot. That's incredible.
Yeah. Are you going to take your bike with you?
I asked if they wanted the bike. They didn't respond. So.
They didn't. Okay. We don't want them. Maybe they can supply a bike or something for you there.
Yeah.
But so do you know when this is scheduled to be?
Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock or so.
Okay.
It's supposed to take place within the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
8:10 is what we've heard, and that's Eastern time. So it would be 7:10 here in Central Wisconsin.
Okay, and you'll be there live with the whole thing too. So, this is exciting.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen actually.
Yeah.
We'll have some people out on the plaza as well.
Oh, good, good. You'll have some people out there. You'll have to. Well, you'll take pictures, I'm sure, and put it on Facebook.
Yeah, right? And I'm sure there'll be a link to it, so anybody can get to it later on.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you, and what a great way to get your message out.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that really what you really wanted to do when you started this, and now you got, what did you say? How many million people?
Well, I Googled it, and they average around 800,000, which is the top of the morning shows, which is for a certain age demographic.
So it's close to what we've got here for
listeners. Yeah, well, I was going to say, big or small, big or small, you've been there from the beginning. I've been on here, I don't know, over a dozen times. So we've come close to that number.
We've come close. That's right. One at a time. Oh, that's just great. And how long before I let you go here, how long did it take you for them to do all the photographing and the videos that we'll see that on Wednesday?
They spent about 4 hours with us with the interview and doing live shots. And then they wanted more pictures. So I don't know how long they've been working on it per se, but.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, I'm excited for you guys, and looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you stopping by. One more time, people, if they wanted to donate, who or where can they go on your website, and what can they do?
If they want to get checked out to see if they're healthy enough, they can go to markscotch.com or the website or the Oregon Trail Facebook page, Oregon Like Kidney.
Okay, O-R-G-A-N.
Correct.
Right? Okay, you can go that way. Well, thank you, guys, and we'll look forward to seeing you on TV.
Thank you.
Thank you.